Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're looking at the key business and tech developments in Iran for the week of April 12th to 17th, 2025.
That's Ordibehesh 23rd to 28th, 1404 on the Persian calendar.
Exactly. And this is really your quick way to get up to speed on the significant moves, everything from entertainment right through to AI.
Yeah, we've got sources covering a really wide range. Think entertainment, finance, real estate, travel.
Online video, fintech, food delivery.
Ride-hailing, cloud services, though maybe more indirectly there, e-commerce, app stores, advertising, even customs and banking.
It's quite the list, and our mission really is to connect those dots for you, pull out the key insights, giving the context without getting lost in all the detail.
Right, to see the bigger picture emerging from these specific reports.
Okay, so let's start with something, well, maybe familiar, going to the movies. It seems Iranian cinemas did really well over Nowruz.
Uh-huh, the Persian New Year holiday. Big numbers reported.
Yes, 72 billion tomans in online ticket sales and over 724,000 moviegoers using those online tickets. That's quite a crowd.
It really is. And what stands out, I think, is Cinemat Ticket's role in that.
Ah, yes, the online platform.
They apparently accounted for 57 billion tomans of that total.
Okay.
And over 580,000 tickets sold through them.
Wow. So that's what, like 80% of the online market?
Exactly. A huge slice of the pie. It really suggests, you know, they've got a strong foothold. Maybe early mover advantage, maybe a great user experience, maybe deals with cinemas.
Whatever it is, it's working.
Yeah.
And it's not just steady business, right? This was significant growth compared to last Nowruz.
That's what the report suggests, yes. Mm. Significant growth. And comedy films were apparently the big draw this year.
Interesting. So for you listening, this points to, well, the resilience of cinema, but also the power of these online platforms in shaping how people access entertainment.
Precisely. Okay, let's maybe shift gears a bit. From movies to money, essentially. Fintech.
Right. Seeing some movement there, too. Torrent Investment Consulting.
Yes, they've launched a crowdfunding platform. They just got their license from Faraborse.
Faraborse? That's the over-the-counter market, right? For newer companies.
Exactly. And Taranja's goal, they say, is to fund 10 projects this year, aiming for about 25 billion tomans in total.
25 billion tomans through crowdfunding. That's quite a target.
It is. And it highlights crowdfunding as, you know, a growing alternative route for funding.
Yeah.
Especially maybe for smaller businesses or startups that find traditional routes harder.
It really democratizes investment in a way, doesn't it?
It can, yeah.
Yeah.
Connects investors more directly to projects. Now, also on the finance accessibility front, there's YectoPay.
Okay, what are they up to?
They've signed a cooperation agreement with Banksetara, one of the big banks.
For what purpose?
To help facilitate loans and financial services, specifically for businesses.
Ah, okay. And YectoPay already does something in this space, don't they? Like a BNPL.
Yes, exactly. Buy now, pay later, but for businesses. They report it's already helped over 20,000 businesses, often with like zero interest or zero fee terms. Pretty flexible.
That's quite impactful. So this Banksetara deal could really scale things up for them.
Potentially, yeah. It shows fintech players working with established banks to expand access to capital for businesses, a growing trend.
Okay, let's look at digital platforms now. Some updates and maybe some friction points too. Devar, the classified site, made some changes.
Yeah, they redesigned their real estate map feature. The focus seems to be on making it more accurate and better integrated with the listings themselves.
What kind of features are we talking about?
Well, on Android, at least, they've apparently removed boundary limits on the map view. You can see your past viewing history on the map now, and you can draw custom search areas.
Hmm. Sounds like they're trying to make property hunting a bit smoother, leveraging location data better, maybe.
Seems like it. Then you've got Apparat, the video platform.
Right. Big player in Iran. What's new there?
They've launched Apparat Shorts.
Ah, jumping on the short form video trend, like TikTok or YouTube Shorts.
Kinda, yeah. Videos up to 5 minutes, continuous scrolling, that sort of thing. All within their main app for now.
Makes sense. Keep users engaged within their ecosystem. Probably testing the waters.
Probably. Now, on the friction side, Snapfood.
The food delivery service. What's the issue?
There's criticism about their commission rates. The head of the kebab and traditional foods union has spoken out.
Oh, saying what?
Saying their commission, which is reportedly between 15 and 20%, is just too high.
15 to 20%? That does sound like quite a chunk.
Yeah, and the union head is pushing for it to be reduced drastically. down to like 3 to 5%.
Wow, that's a huge difference. What's the argument?
Well, the main point is that these high commissions drive up the final price for consumers. They also argue it's inconsistent with rates for transporting other goods, and there are apparently reports of payment delays to the restaurants, too.
That sounds like a brewing conflict. It's a tough balance for these platforms, isn't it? Profitability versus keeping restaurants and customers happy.
Absolutely. Finding a sustainable model that works for everyone is key. This could be a significant challenge for Snap Food and maybe others in the market.
Definitely one to watch. Okay, let's pivot again. How about travel? Especially around Nowruz, people were still getting away.
Seems so, yeah. Despite economic pressures, the desire to travel seems strong. Alibaba, the travel agency, released some stats.
And where are people going? Any surprises?
Internationally, Istanbul remains the top spot. Not really a surprise there.
Still very popular. And domestically?
Lashad. Again, consistently the number one domestic destination, probably for religious tourism mainly.
Okay. What about flights?
Top international flights were Istanbul, Dubai, and Najaf. Domestically, Mashhad, Shiraz, and Bandar Abbas were the most flown routes.
And accommodation. Same places.
Pretty much. Istanbul and Mashhad topped the list for hotel bookings or accommodation stays.
What about tours? Any particular hot spots?
Kish Island was apparently the most popular destination for organized tours.
Okay. And ground travel? Buses, trains?
Busiest bus routes were to Isfahan, Shiraz, and Mashhad. For trains, the most favored routes connected Tehran, Mashhad, and Qom.
So quite a clear picture, really. Established favorites holding strong both domestically and nearby internationally. Useful data if you're in the travel industry, for sure.
Definitely reflects those ingrained travel patterns and perhaps cultural or economic ties.
Now, staying sort of on the theme of getting around ride-hailing, Tapsi had a big year.
Apparently, yes. Estimates suggest they handled over 192 million trips in the last Iranian year, 1403.
192 million? That sounds huge.
It is. The report compared it to their total trips in their first 3 years combined. So, massive growth.
Any particular peak times?
Yeah, interestingly, trips apparently doubled in winter compared to spring. And they reportedly hit over a million trips a day in Esfand the last month of the year.
A million a day. Wow. But these are estimates, you said.
That's right. From Digiato, the tech news outlet, they base it on some official Tapsi stats and expert input because Tapsi itself doesn't publish these figures publicly.
Competitive reasons, presumably.
Well, likely, yeah.
But still, it indicates very strong growth. And they're adding features, too, becoming more of a super app.
Seems to be the direction. They've added the ability to buy mobile credit and internet packages right within the Tapsi app. There's a new icon for it.
Right. Leverage the user base, offer more services, increase engagement. Common playbook.
Exactly. Keep users coming back for more than just rides.
But wait, wasn't there also data suggesting ride-hailing traffic decreased during Nowruz?
Yes. That was analysis from Arvind Cloud. It suggests that during the specific holiday period of Nowruz 1404, traffic to ride-hailing apps actually went down.
So even though overall usage is high, people might switch transport modes during holidays, use their own cars more, maybe.
That's the implication, yes. It's an important nuance. Holiday behavior can differ from the day-to-day grind. You need to look at both the overall trend and the specific fluctuations.
Good point. Okay, let's shift to e-commerce and other digital services. Alopec, the delivery platform.
Strong performance reported for the first half of 1403. They apparently achieved 70% of their entire revenue from the previous year, 1402, just in those first 6 months.
Wow. And profitable.
Reported a net profit of 2.7 billion tomans for that period. Operating revenue was around 39.7 billion tomans.
What did they attribute that growth to?
They cited a few things. Inflation, general business expansion, and also their collaboration with the Galrain Group.
Ah, the conglomerate that bought them, right?
Yes, Galrain became the full owner back in Ammon 1402, which is late autumn 2023. So that backing seems to be helping.
Makes sense. What about MyKit, the app store?
Also showing strong growth. Revenue reportedly hit 800 billion tomans in 1403.
800 billion? How does that compare to the year before?
It's about a 1.5-fold increase. The previous year was around 508 billion tomans.
Okay, solid growth. Where's that revenue coming from mostly?
The majority, about 452 billion tomans, was from mobile software sales. But they also made money from advertising rentals on the platform, content traffic, and even ebooks.
Diversified streams. And they finished the year strong.
Seems so. Revenue in just the last month, Esfand 1403, was reportedly 101 billion tomans. Suggests good momentum heading into the new year.
Okay. And one more Digishar. What do they do again?
Digital advertising and marketing services. They also had strong results for their fiscal year 1403.
How strong.
A reported 64% jump in net profit, and operating revenue grew 2.7 times, reaching 207 billion tomans.
That's significant growth. Did costs go up too?
They did. Interestingly, their marketing expenses apparently increased sixfold, up to 22.6 billion tomans.
So they spent big on marketing, and it looks like it paid off in revenue growth.
That appears to be the case, yeah. It's also noted that over half their revenue now comes from commissions on loans for commodity purchases.
Ah, so they're diversifying beyond just ads too. And the bottom line, net profit.
Around 35 billion tomans for the year, according to the report.
Okay. So across Alopec, MyKit, Digishar, the picture seems to be one of pretty healthy growth in various digital sectors.
Generally, yes. It paints a picture of an expanding online marketplace, definitely.
Now let's talk government actions. Regulations, initiatives, what's happening, customs first.
Right. The Customs Administration announced a plan. They want to offer special facilities to certain knowledge-based companies.
Which ones?
Specifically, those with outstanding foreign trade performance. This is for the current Iranian year, 1404.
So an incentive for exports from innovative companies.
Looks like it. They need an introduction from the Vice Presidency for Science and Technology. And customs will accept guarantees from specific funds, like the Innovation and Prosperity Fund, for customs duties, provided everything checks out.
Okay, streamlining things for successful tech exporters. Makes sense. What about the central bank?
They've authorized banks to issue real bank cards for foreign tourists.
Oh, interesting. To make spending easier for visitors.
That seems to be the goal, yeah. Instead of dealing with cash exchange all the time, they could use a local real card.
Are there many restrictions?
Well, you have to be a non-resident over 18. Transaction limits are the same as for Iranians. You fund it by buying rails with foreign currency. One card per person, valid for your visa duration, or 3 months, whichever is shorter. And the tourist pays any service fees.
Seems practical. Could be a welcome move for tourism.
Potentially, yes. Smoother transactions can definitely improve the visitor experience.
Okay, but not all regulations are being smoothly adopted, right? The ride-hailing insurance issue.
Ah, yes. Reports suggest both Snap and Tapsi are pushing back against the mandatory insurance plan for their drivers that the government approved.
Why the opposition?
Well, the details seem a bit murky, according to the reports. The platforms are apparently dissatisfied with ambiguous responses from the government. But likely reasons include the driver classification issue. Are they employees or contractors?
Right, the classic gig economy question.
Exactly. And who bears the financial burden? The platforms. The drivers. Plus, how does it fit their business model? Experts are apparently warning against just forcing it through without more clarity.
Yeah, that sounds like a complex one with potentially big implications for the drivers and the platforms. Needs careful handling.
Definitely. It touches on fundamental questions about regulating these new types of work.
Okay, lastly, let's look at AI and innovation funding. Where does Iran stand on AI?
Well, the Minister of Communications, Sadar Hashemi, recently commented on Iran's ranking in a global AI index. He put it at 60th.
60th. How did he frame that?
He attributed it, at least partly, to lower investment compared to some neighbors, specifically mentioning Saudi Arabia and the UAE.
So a recognition that more investment is needed to climb the ranks.
That seems to be the message, yes. A call for boosting AI investment to improve competitiveness.
Is funding happening in the broader innovation space, though, for knowledge-based companies?
Yes, quite significantly, it seems. Over 6.5 trillion tomans has already been dispersed to these companies via the National Development Fund.
Okay, that's a large sum. Anything new allocated?
Yes. Another 1.5 trillion tomans is earmarked for this year, 1404. And separately, the Innovation and Prosperity Fund has allocated 4 trillion tomans in facilities just for companies in Pardis Technology Park.
Wow, Pardis is getting a big chunk there.
It is. And there's more. A new credit line of 350 billion tomans for the Fund for the Development of New Technologies. They're also apparently about to unveil their 1404 support package with a focus on helping new companies.
So a clear government push to support tech and innovation, especially knowledge-based firms, and even prioritizing newcomers.
Absolutely. Lots of funding being directed towards building up that ecosystem.
Okay, so wrapping up this week's deep dive, what are the big themes we're seeing?
Well, I think there's definitely resilience in some consumer sectors like entertainment and travel, even with economic challenges.
Yeah, people are still going out, still traveling.
Right. And the digital platform space is clearly still very dynamic. lots of competition, new features, but also facing those regulatory hurdles like we saw with SNAP Food and the ride-hailing insurance.
True. And then there's the clear government focus on boosting the tech and innovation sector.
Yeah, significant funding and support measures being put in place for knowledge-based companies and areas like AI.
So overall, this week gives you a really good snapshot, doesn't it? A condensed view of the opportunities, the growth, but also the complexities and challenges within the Iranian business and tech landscape right now.
Exactly. It captures that mix of progress and ongoing issues.
And it really leaves you wondering, particularly about those online services facing new regulations. How will that shape their path forward? Will it stifle innovation or lead to more sustainable models? Definitely something worth keeping an eye on.
Food for thought, for sure.
Well, thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll be back next week to connect more dots.